We need to lighten the mood here. It's Monday, damn it. So I got you a comic, an author, a TV star, a film star. Jason Stewart is joining me. Jason, thank you so much for coming onto the show right now and lightening it up with all this doom and gloom. What's going on?
Wow, film star, TV star, comic, author. Who are you interviewing?
I'm interviewing you, Jason Stewart. You're all over the place. You have been doing this for, I want to say forever. I don't want to make you sound old or anything. I don't want to do that. But I've known about you for decades now, a couple decades. When I first moved to New York, I started to get familiar with your work. You're all over the place. You even got, I know there's this like Coachella Valley Improv and Comedy Festival you're going to be involved with. And you got a CD out coming out pretty soon, or it's out right now. It's called I'm the Daddy and I Have Candy, right?
The re-release, I had tried to release it myself a number of years ago on CD Baby, and it did okay, but now it's released by a bigger company, and it's all over the place, Spotify and Amazon and iTunes and Ucha Pucha and Yishkalaka.
Right, okay. You've also got a book.
You got whatever it is that they just make up. Somebody goes, bleh, and they go, that's the name of it.
That's the name of it. It's Shut Up, I'm Talking is the name of your book as well.
Yes.
So if somebody's listening to the show, I know who you are. A lot of people do. They're like, who is Jason Stewart? Tell those people who don't know Jason, who should know.
Actor, comedian.
When did you get started? When did you know this is what you're going to be doing in life?
Oh, God. I never was anything else. I had been acting since I was a baby boy. So I never really, I started acting, when I was 8 or 9 years old. I started doing stand-up when I was in my early 20s. I started going to acting classes when I was 14. I started pursuing my acting career when I was 16. I got my first acting job on television when I was 19. I came out on TV when I was in my early 30s.
Oh, you came out on TV. You did it kind of an Ellen kind of a thing. What happened there? What show was that? What TV show?
It was Geraldo Rivera show, and he did a big episode called Unconventional Comedians. And it really changed my entire life.
You mean just coming out as and being out as a comedian? Then that's a big deal, especially doing that on TV.
Oh, 93, it was a very big deal. I was scared half to death. You can actually see it, that segment. Someone had put together a segment of it, and I took it and I put it on my website. It's on the video page. And my website, jasonstewart.com.
JasonStewart.com. Stewart is spelled S-T-U-A-R-T, not the other way, the right way. S-T-U-A-R-T.
Yes.
You've also got, you're in a online show. It's called Smothered. Tell us about Smothered. This sounds really interesting. I didn't know this until I read this. This looks interesting.
Yeah, this came out during COVID. Smothered is a series that I had done the year before, and we released it during COVID. And it's about these two guys who have been in a relationship for 30 years who hate each other but can't afford to get divorced. We keep going to therapy and trying to figure it out. I'm partnered on that show with Mitch Hara, who also co-wrote it with me, co-produced it, co-acted in it, co-created it. It's really one of the funniest things I've ever done. And if you like David O. Russell films like Silver Lining Playbook or American Hustle, then you will like this TV show. It's very much in the same vein.
Yeah, I mean, you're mentioning it, two gay guys, been married and been around for a long time, but they can't afford to get to divorce. I mean, that right there, I think every gay person, every gay guy listening to the show right now, it's like, that's me right there.
Exactly. Or any couple during COVID. Oh my God, who am I stuck with?
I know, it's interesting, and I think it's really cool that you did something for COVID that kind of lightens the mood. Because one of the things that the UN said when COVID hit, when people were locking down around the world, that domestic violence rates went up, which is not funny in and of itself, but when you think about it and how we all had to like be together and like the people that we know and love, oh, our family, we started to realize, how much do I really love this person after,
What made me pick them? Yeah, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Or the other one, who is this person who's in my house and won't leave?
I know. You think that, and then your other person's giving you a look you've never seen before, and I'm like, are they thinking the same thing about me right now? Jason Stewart is my guest. Thank you so much for joining me.
Will they kill me in my... That's what I... right.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. You have to sleep with one eye open. Stand-up comic, actor, author, too. You've got a book, Shut Up, I'm Talking. You got something coming up here in the Coachella Valley.
You're right. It's called Shut Up, I'm Talking.
Shut up. The Coachella Valley Improv Comedy Festival. When is that going to take place? What's going on there?
In May, but I'm not sure. They haven't called me again. You know, they kept postponing and changing the date. So I don't know for sure if that's happening, but I know I'm going to be doing something here soon. I'm actually meeting with someone about doing something. I forgot what hotel it was, but it's a spa hotel is going to be creating a comedy night, and they're opening in a couple weeks. So I will be doing something with them soon. I'm also going to be in the San Francisco area, Oakland, doing the Alameda Comedy Club, which is the first time I'm going to be doing a club in July. So that's going to be since COVID. Wednesday, I'm doing a benefit for the group that Ellen DeGeneres, the Gentle Barn for Animals, outside in some rich person's house in Hancock Park, right here in Los Angeles. So it's going to be interesting to get back out there and actually be doing a show where I'm not, you know, where I don't have cars parked. I did one with Rob Schneider through the Improv Comedy Clubs. I did two shows in Orange County at the end of the year, and people were honking their horns. It was sort of crazy.
What? Now, as a comic, as a performer, this must have been, with COVID, the pandemic, it must have been really difficult for you to be able to do anything. Well, I mean, you did Smothered, so that was something right there. But how much did COVID impact your career? I mean, it impacted all our careers, but, you know, were you worried?
I'm still worried. I mean, you don't know whether you're going to get back, whether you're going to get your spot back, who they're going to hire, how many jobs are going to be available. You know, it's a much smaller, the clubs are only allowed to have a certain amount of people in it. I did guest star on a show called Goliath that Billy Bob Thornton stars in, and I did one episode of that at the end of last year. So that's my big credit for the year. And that's going to be out I'll be in season 4. But other than that, a couple short films about pandemic that I did, one called Corona Town and the other one called Zoom Cocktail, which I did with a couple friends who actually live here in this lovely town of Palm Springs. I really have done very little and basically have cleaned my apartment a lot. And I also learned about...
What was that? Say that one more. You cut out there real quick.
I also learned to vacuum.
No, you learned to vacuum. Yeah, I know. I have cleaned my house so many times and washed my hands, and I don't have fingerprints anymore. I mean, it's like we need to open up and start doing things. You can only clean your counter so many times. Jason, I'm looking at your rap sheet here. One of the things you said, I like what you said, when you start getting successful, move on up, take people with you.
Yes, when you go up in the elevator, take people with you. I mentor a lot of people, and I think it's really, really important to support other people doing what they do.
Yes.
And really share the wealth, share the time, share everything, and be kind to people, for real.
Absolutely. You know, very much. You're national co-chair of the SAG-AFTRA LGBT committee.
Yes, I am.
You were honored with the Jose Julio Saria, I hope I pronounced that right, International Civil Rights Award, which was presented by the International Imperial Court System and the Persist Award for your work with the union. You also chaired the comedy shows for LifeWorks Mentoring Program. Like you said, you mentored for 6 years, and you continue to mentor both straight and LGBTQ artists. But that's interesting that you're co-chair of the SAG-AFTRA LGBT committee.
I love straight people. I choose to clean my house. They're very nice people. Tell me I decided around 15 or 16 years ago that there were so many out actors, and they had so many committees at the Screen Actors Guild after, but there were none for LGBTQ people. So we're going to probably do something here in Palm Springs for us, hopefully during Gay Pride, and we're trying to do other events as we go back into life and we all wake up. You know, this is a terrible thing to call a comic at this early in the morning. The idea of having to get up and talk seems so strange. Comedy does not happen you know, before 7 o'clock at night.
I know they gave me this morning show and, you know, and wanted it to be lighthearted and everything. I'm like, I don't know about, I manage, I do. So thank you for coming on this early in the morning and helping me make it more lighthearted and fun here on a Monday morning, even. You've got a book out. It's your autobiography. It's called Shut Up, I'm Talking. You can find that on Amazon.com. It's been getting great reviews. Amazon.com. Now, for you said, let's talk about your comedy CD again. I'm the Daddy and I Have Candy. You re-released it. I didn't see that on Amazon unless I didn't go to the right spot. So where can we go to get that CD again?
It's definitely on Amazon. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. All of them are everywhere. The book is everywhere. You know, Amazon is the so you have to be very careful, you know, because I think he has, if you don't shop there, Jeff Bezos has people killed.
Oh.
So be careful.
All right. Jason Stewart, my guest here. It's good to see you again. I think I got the first time I saw you, I think you did Homo Comicus back in New York.
Oh my God! Yeah,
do you remember that? I used to go like almost every week for a while there.
And you lived here now in Palm Springs?
Yeah, I live in Palm Springs. I lived several years in New York City. I worked for Sirius Satellite Radio, but I got to see you perform stand up a couple of times. And I think it was Homo Comicus. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure, but I worked at Gotham a lot.
Yeah, Gotham, that was the name of the club, Gotham Comedy Club. It was there. Very funny. Some of the movies you've been in, there was one, I can't remember the name of it, but at the end of it, it was very cute. You were like living in Los Angeles or whatever, and your character was about to fly home to Ohio, and you meet somebody that, what was the name of that movie?
Who are you, Rain Man? That was so long ago, 20 years ago. I produced a film called 10 Attitudes.
Yes. I absolutely remember. That was a great movie. That was a cute movie. I liked that movie a lot. That was a good one.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, I just remember the end. You know, you were like giving up your character. You're moving back to Ohio. And then you kind of like run into your high school sweetheart or whoever it was. And you guys begin
to...
The way that ended was good.
And he turned out to be gay.
Yes. It was a happy ending. It was a fairy tale happy ending. Jason Stewart, thank you so much for coming out or coming onto the show today. I'm the Daddy, I Have Candy. His comedy CD, Shut Up, I'm Talking, is his book. He's got an online series called Smothered. So many things. JasonStewart.com is where you want to go to find all that. Jason, thank you so much for coming on a Monday morning of all times.
Jeremy, thank you so much. I love you more than life itself.
I love you too, Jason. That was Jason Stewart. Just remember, JasonStewart.com. Stewart is spelled S-T-U-A-R-T. JasonStewart.com is where you want to go to find out all about him, all his work. Buy his CD, buy his book. That's what you have to do.